Thanks very much for having me on this afternoon. Age and Opportunity is the national leading development organisation that aims to promote and improve the quality of life of people aged 50 to 100 plus. And we do this through three main programmes within the organisation, the first one being Arts, the second being Engage, and then the final one being the Active programme, of which I am the assistant manager. And that's supported by Sport Ireland and the HSE. And I suppose generally what the Active programme is, it's a national sport and physical activity programme for older people in Ireland. And what we try to do through that is try to get more older people more active more often. And we feel that if we can do that, we can improve their quality of life as they age.
This sounds like something that would benefit usually from face-to-face contact and maybe working with groups and a lot of that. But as we're coming up almost a year now with COVID-19, we can't have those sort of gatherings. So how has the pandemic affected how you're fit to roll out the activity programme?
Yeah, I suppose like everyone else in the country, Aaron, it's been quite a shift. You know, we've had to learn to adapt. As you mentioned there, you know, a lot of our work maybe before March 2020, which has probably been synonymous now for a long, long time, would have been face-to-face groups and also working with local partners around Ireland as well, such as the Cavan and Monaghan Sports Partnership that, you know, do great work on the ground. So again, like everyone else, we've kind of had to adapt online and maybe resources as well that we can send out to people that maybe not online. But we found through our Movement Minutes initiative, which we do on our Age and Opportunity Facebook page 3 times a week, we found great engagement there from older people. We were actually quite surprised about the numbers that were online, something maybe that we underestimated. But we're also quite conscious as well of maybe people that aren't online or wouldn't have strong broadband maybe around the country, that we can have to reach out and help those people as well. And how we've done that over the last 10 or 11 months now at this stage is just by, I suppose, sending them out information on activities that they actually can do in their own homes around posture, strength and balance, and things which we really need to maintain as we grow older to maintain that independence into later life. And we tried to get quite interactive as well, and we developed a DVD again with simple exercises that people can actually join along to as well.
You touched on there about a few of the types of activities, but if you can for a second, I suppose, talk us through a wee bit more about what were the sort of actions or movements that you were encouraging people to do.
Yeah, so again, it was anything that we encouraged people to do. Obviously, we had to take the government advice and the HSE advice around COVID-19. So, you know, it was quite difficult. I suppose it's difficult for people at the minute, even that are restricted maybe to 5K. You know, we'd always encourage them when it's safe to do so to go out maybe and get a walk, even if it's only for 10 minutes, or maybe a walk to the shop or towards the shop and back or out to the local park. And I suppose at the start of the lockdown, when older people were advised to stay indoors as much as possible, what we tried to do is just give them simple exercises that they could do around the house, you know, maybe sitting up and standing down in the chair. If they hadn't got any kind of fancy equipment or weights, we encouraged them to use bottles of water just to build up the resistance. And basically, I suppose the ambition or the aim of all those movements was just to help people keep their strength and kind of keep their fitness levels over a difficult time, with the aim that they could emerge, you know, I suppose, a stronger person as they entered COVID. And also the important one for me was to boost their immune system. So if it was the case maybe that they came in contact with somebody with COVID, that their immune system would be strong enough to fight back.
And we know that at the best of times during normal times, that the importance of keeping physically well and the benefits that can have, not just on your physical health, but on your mental health as well. And I suppose that we've learned that during the COVID-19 pandemic, that it has become even more so important to do so and to give these opportunities. I imagine it's been well received, has it, that you're giving people these opportunities and these activities to perhaps maybe just even break up the day.
Exactly, yeah, and that's as you say, that's the kind of feedback that we've been getting back, and the one word, I suppose, based around the online activities that we do, and I suppose it's quite unique, and it's the same time. It's at 11 o'clock on a Monday, a Wednesday and a Friday. And the word that we've been getting back now from a lot of people is that it's an anchor to their day. You know, gives them something to get up from in the morning, gives them something to aim for, and it kind of sets them up. The fact that it's early-ish, but not too early in the morning, it sets them up for the rest of the day then. And we would always encourage them to repeat that later on the day. And even with the online activities, I suppose why people can't actually see each other face-to-face, with Facebook, they can leave up comments, and they're having conversations under the videos, and they know each other, and they know each other's names. So, you know, while it's not face-to-face interaction that they're having, they're still having some sort of human interaction as well. And another initiative that we have called Fitline, which is a peer-to-peer mentor service, which is encourages people to remain active in their own homes. Again, there has been great conversations over that with our mentors ringing up the participants. And, you know, as much as the physical activity is important at the minute, what we found over COVID was that people were just, I suppose, they were very grateful of the call. And, you know, that to have that short phone call, it might have been maybe the only phone call that they had that day. So, again, based around physical activity, we've been able to reach out to people and maintain those social contacts as well.
And so, Fitline, you'd mentioned it there. Is it as much about, as you mentioned, the phone call and a little bit of conversation that might be had, as much as it is the encouragement to get people active? I'm guessing it's perhaps not as full-on as a PT or a personal trainer on the phone to you.
No, you wouldn't have Mr. Motivator on the phone to you now, thankfully shouting down the phone at you. I suppose, Aaron, before COVID, it was, now, again, there was conversation, you know, and kind of a chat beforehand, but it would have been basically just giving hints and tips again about how to be active at home and maybe groups that might be in the local area. So if someone perhaps from Cavan or Monaghan rang up, that, you know, we could direct them to the sports partnerships maybe or local groups that they could engage with. But what we found now through the two centres that we have at the minute, and we're hoping now to upscale this year nationwide, was that, again, you know, the conversation maybe might have went on for 10 or 15 minutes just because people were so glad to have someone on the other end of the phone. And then at the end of the call or the second half of the call, maybe it might have been around, you know, if they go out for a walk today or if they managed to do some exercises. Again, that was great feedback for us as well.
And now we've been talking about what you have been doing for the past 10, 11 months at this stage. We're hearing that it's expected that lockdown restrictions will go on for at least another month or so. So will Age and Opportunity be continuing on these services, or how can people, if they haven't engaged with you yet, how can they get involved?
Yeah, so the plan is, as long as we need to, you know, we'll stay online. Ideally then, I suppose, as we come out of this pandemic, whenever the time may be, we would love to get back to the face-to-face stuff. But I suppose we feel that the online activities have been such a success that we will, you know, we'll keep a small element of that because it does actually suit a lot of people. Going forward then, again, we'll hope to get back to the face-to-face stuff. And I suppose it's important now, and as a kind of study from Trinity College showed last week, that even those now maybe in their 70s and 80s that expect to get the vaccine in the next few months, they will, I suppose their reaction, so to speak, to the vaccine will be increased if they keep physically active, and that has been shown in previous vaccines such as the flu vaccine. So we'll hope to encourage as many people to remain active now as we come out of the pandemic and to continue that on as they meet in their groups. As regard our own work then, people can go on the Age and Opportunity website, which is www.ageandopportunity.ie. And again, we have numerous online and offline activities and initiatives there. And just the Fitline that I mentioned as well, if people want to ring up for information or would like to receive a call from one of our mentors, the number is 1800 303 545, and that's a free phone number, so it won't cost you anything to call. And then after that, the Fitline mentors will actually call you back.